this doctor of gynecology dictating an endoscopy report on Richard Kenyago, date of birth 12/8/1979, date of procedure November 17, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Golterdio. Referring physician is Dr. Bella Detani. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Next line, colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, indications. Weight loss, comma, diarrhea, comma, blood in the stool. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, pre-anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated lumpus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. Retroflexy was obtained of the cardiac, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach. Before withdrawal of the scope, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated lumpus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Careful examinations made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending sigma colon, the rectum, period. The TI was evaluated, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was... good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 8, 2-3-3. Delete that, 7, 2-3-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings. Next line, at upper endoscopy. Next line. There was an unremarkable proximal mid-esophagus. Next line, the distal esophagus. Sorry, delete that portion. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology of this area. Next line. There was gastric erythema noted, particularly in the antrum. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body of the stomach in order to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line. Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as good, comma, a total of 7, 2-3-2, period. Next line, there was... approximately 7 millimeter ascending colon polyps that were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 1 approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 1 diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, small non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids were noted, common grade 1. Delete that. There were moderate size, non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was pandiverticulosis coli. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years' time. Pending path. Next line, would recommend increasing fiber and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, would recommend evaluating with CAT scans of the chest. We'll defer to primary for this for evaluation, further evaluation of weight loss. Next line, we'll follow up findings of the MRI of the abdomen pelvis that patient will be having done on 12/4/23 for further evaluation of the abdomen given weight loss. Next line. Thank you.